Welcome to our program of the Archie Hardy Ministries as we come today reminding you that souls are crying and men are dying. We must win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and today's message, The Faith Jesus Marveled, is from a Sunday night inspirational exhortation that I ministered at Faith Tabernacle. It was one of those exciting deliveries when only the Holy Spirit knows what the message will be. The faith Jesus marveled is so simple but so dynamic that your faith can increase by hearing this anointed word. I'll be back at the close of the broadcast to tell you how you can order a CD of The Faith Jesus Marveled.
Oh, to break open every prison door, to release us loosed from all addiction and bondage, suffering, sickness, and pain, depression and fear and torment. Deliver us tonight, O Lord. Let this be a house of deliverance. Let this be a place of power. May the Holy Ghost be welcome here tonight. Shake us, Lord, tonight. Shake us from wall to wall and door to door. Stir us up by your anointing. Liberate us in your presence tonight, Jesus. Walk down these aisles tonight. Walk down these aisles and reach out and touch your people, Lord. We need your touch tonight. Hallelujah. We're looking to you, Lord. Our eyes are on Jesus. Our eyes are on you, Lord. Hallelujah. We expect great things tonight. We are looking for great things tonight. We know you're going to show up strong and mighty tonight. Hallelujah. Because we're going to call on you till you come by. We're going to praise you, Lord, till you rain down righteousness on us, till you rain down the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's already a mighty anointing here tonight, saints, to set the captive free. To break you and make you the mighty champion that God sees in us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can have it tonight. You can have a brand new Holy Ghost touch. You can have the fire of God in your belly. You can have the anointing tonight. Hallelujah. He's here right now. Bless his mighty name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of you need a miracle in your body. Some of you need a miracle in your life. Somebody close to you needs a miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Some of you are in a desperate place. And you need God to intervene because man can't do it without the hand of God. Amen. And I want you to know tonight that you have all the faith that you need. Don't allow yourself to waste time and energy struggling to try to get faith that you already have. Don't waste your time in prayer, wrestling and praying and weeping and boo-hooing and crying. Oh, Jesus, give me faith. You got all the faith that you need. The Word of God says that He has dealt unto every man the measure of faith. In Romans 12 and 3. And I want to tell you tonight that if God measured to give you a measure of faith, it's good enough. Because God doesn't give out junk. God doesn't give out weak faith, sick faith, puny faith, little faith. God only gives out good faith. Faith that is able. Faith that can reach out and receive what you need tonight. Amen. If you've received a measure of faith from God, that's all you need. And I know we read about a lot of different situations in the Bible, and we see a whole lot of different kinds of faith. And we see little faith and weak faith, and we see all kinds of faith. But I want you to know that when you were born again, you couldn't even get saved. You could not even get born again and believe that your sins were forgiven unless God had dealt to you the measure of faith. Did he not say, for by grace are you saved through faith and not that, not of yourselves? What? It's the gift of God, not of any man, lest any man should boast. It's not of works or anything righteous you could do. How many know that you could not have gotten saved without God giving you the faith to believe? You can't get saved unless you believe. And you couldn't believe if God didn't give you a measure of faith. Do you believe that tonight? Well, I want to know if that faith was good enough to save you, to give you eternal life, to bring you out of sin, to deliver you from all the bondage of Satan, to set you free from alcohol and drugs and nicotine and sex and lying and stealing and cheating. And if that faith was good enough to save you, I'm telling you that faith is good enough to heal your body and set you free and meet your every need tonight. It's the same faith. It works and operates the same way. gives you is perfect. But you know you can use your faith against yourself. Amen. And cause your faith to become, I use the word paralyzed. Because I experienced that. I remember I thought to myself when I was going through my battles, I used to have so much faith. When I was a little girl, I was so bold. I just believed. I had so much faith. And now I don't have it anymore. I didn't lose my faith. I felt like I did, but I didn't. But it had become paralyzed with all the fear and the doubt and the unbelief that were overwhelming me like waves of a sea. And the thing that was causing them, that doubt and unbelief, to become magnified and greater was all the symptoms I was feeling all in my body. And those symptoms, every time I'd get that pain, it would just cause, I don't know what was worse, the pain or the fear. What I mean is, you know, if I could survive one, the other was going to kill me. I know if pain could have killed you, I'd have definitely been dead by now. But you see, you have faith. Amen. There are only two times in the Word of God that it is recorded that Jesus Christ marveled. How many know what the word marvel means? It means to be amazed. It means to wonder. This thing is so phenomenal. I can't get over it. To marvel at something. We don't use it much anymore. We say something's marvelous, and unfortunately, we kind of watered it down. But we got to know the Bible understanding that when someone marveled, they were like, this is amazing. I can't process this. And you can't with your mind. With your natural understanding, you can't. And only two times did Jesus marvel. And one of those times he marveled at someone who had such great faith. And the other time he marveled because the people had so much unbelief.
Amen. What an inspired word of the Lord. We have faith, and our faith is good enough to receive everything we need from God. Friend, you don't have bad faith or weak faith. God only gives good and perfect gifts. And the measure of faith he gave to you was good enough to save you, and it's good enough for everything else he has for you. But there is a faith that calls Jesus to marvel. He only marveled two times in his ministry. Once at the unbelief of Nazareth, his own hometown, and the other at the faith of a Roman centurion, someone you would not expect to exhibit such faith. How did a Gentile obtain this faith that caused Jesus to marvel and to say, I have never seen such faith in all of Israel? It had to do with his ability to recognize Jesus' authority, his authority over demons and sickness. In fact, he told Jesus, you don't have to come to where my sick servant lies. Just speak the word only, and he will be healed. If you felt the anointing on this word and it quickened your spirit, you need to get this message on CD and listen to it again. To order, send a love gift of $10 or more and request offer number SK152. That's S as in Sharon, K as in Knots, 152. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or go online to rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org, where you can also find many other messages in our e-store. Once again, send your love gift to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Even if you don't wish to order, please write or go online and let us know how the radio ministry is blessing you. Until next time, God bless you and Maranatha.